following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. It's 9:07 on this cloudy, rainy day in Central Texas, and you're listening to the Money Makeover Show, where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. Time to call in with your questions, comments, concerns about your financial life, your retirement questions, your IRA questions, your wills, trusts, whatever you have questions on, anything to do with money, give us a call toll-free at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. This is the only show where you have a team of professionals at your disposal to answer your questions. We discuss real-life issues, issues that you can face someday. So give us a call. Got a great big hour of financial power that you can actually use from the Money Makeover team. I'm Doug Neal, certified financial planner, with you this morning. It's a good day to have that second, third, fourth cup of coffee. Relax, sit back, because sure can't do anything outside today. It was a nice weekend to catch up on readings, letters, things that needed to be done. This morning, got a couple things we'd like to talk about. Is one is the retirement lies we tell ourselves. Some things that we, in our minds go over that we decide that, okay, we can do that anytime. Another topic I want to cover, I've got a good article here that's 20 things cyber crooks don't want you to know. Has to do with the internet and people stealing your identity and emails and things like that. Got some items here that for you to be aware of on the computer so that you don't get hacked. And then also the another seven stages of money maturity topic. It's three questions that will help you decide what you want to get from your life, what you want to get out of your life. We'll go over those and see how that comes up. But most of all, I'd like to talk about what you're interested in. And the only way we can do that is you need to give us a call. And we can discuss whatever you'd like. Comments, concerns, a phone number here is 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. Also, it's the time of year, tax season, where you're getting all your 1099s, your W-2s, your year-end statements together. It's a good time to come in for that free review. We offer our radio listeners a free review. Come in for an hour, hour and a half, whatever it takes to discuss what's on your mind to help you get started. Come into our offices here in downtown Brenham at 105 East Main Street. You can call over there and set up your free review. Be a good time to do it now. Don't put it off. I know we've talked to a lot of people. They say, yeah, I've been meaning to do that for a couple years now. Now's a good time to do it, especially with rain coming all week. Our office phone number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Give Sharon or Brent or Doug Shoppy a call over there. They've got the calendars. You can set that up and come on in, and we'll go over whatever you would like to discuss. Or whatever topics that have on your mind. Right now, we're coming up on a break. If you would like a question or comment or to have us discuss a certain topic and don't want your voice on the air, you should probably start dialing right now. Our radio phone number is 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
How could you leave and not take me? Every other day.
Do you want more for your money? Well, you're in luck. Hey guys, Tina here with Select Furnishings, letting you know some of our income tax specials. Ashley 14-piece living room sets for only $11.99. You heard that right. You get 14 pieces for only $11.99. Get a 12-piece Ashley bedroom set, including a Serta mattress and box spring for only $8.99. Wow, how could you go wrong with deals like that? And that's just to name a few. The whole store is on sale. Bedroom, dining room, living room sets, mattresses, bunk beds, you name it. It's all on sale. Ashley 14-piece living room sets for only $11.99. You heard that right. You get 14 pieces for only $11.99. Get a 12-piece Ashley bedroom set, including a Serta mattress and box spring for only $8.99. We offer in-house, no credit check financing, along with 120-day same as cash. Shop local and get more for your money at Select Furnishings, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham. See you there.
Radio specials are here from Washington County Tractor, and there's 0% financing up to 60 months where you can get extra cash back. It's your choice. So is the equipment. Take your pick of major New Holland hay equipment and New Holland tractors, from compacts up to T5000 tractors. They're all farm-raised and ready to work alongside of you. We have the equipment in stock, so don't miss out. Get into Washington County Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy. Take advantage of all the savings. Radio specials are back for a limited time. Check it on the web at WTTractor.com.
Washington County Tractor. People and products to you.
Golden Years Home Care is the company to call for experts in health care for seniors living at home. If you need wound care, injections or IV therapy, chronic disease management, light housekeeping, or meal preparation, call Golden Years Home Care. Golden Years Home Care has built a reputation for being a reliable, expert provider of home health services. Call them today at 979-251-7705. Golden Years Home Care Specialist, serving Brenham and the surrounding counties.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck.
The Truck Center, 3625 Highway 290 West in Brenham, is Brenham's first full-service truck repair facility. They're a dealer for Ranch Hand, Bodyguard, and several varieties and brands of truck stuff. We're your one-stop shop. Need tires? We've got them. Have a flat? The Truck Center will repair your flats. The Truck Center also carries airbags and spring kits for your towing vehicles, and LED lights and aftermarket add-ons for pickups and big trucks. Come see us. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5:30.
Vivid colors, wildlife. You're instantly engaged at the Moody Gardens Rainforest and Aquarium Pyramids. Moments later, you're transported through imagery and sound at the MG 3D Theater. Then it's the thrill of the ropes course and zipline. Later, the golf course spa and a dreamy overnight stay at the hotel await. Take a moment. Make it your own. Immerse yourself this spring break at Moody Gardens. Go to moodygardens.org and save with a day pass today.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's a good way to start the week. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner. Craig Montana's running the studio this morning, and we're here to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. Give us a call, toll free at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You can also call our office here in downtown Brenham and schedule that free review or get a second opinion. I know we have a lot of people come in. They have some old annuities or life insurance policies. It's kind of like, what can we do with these? Are they worth keeping? In fact, I've got a couple coming in to the Houston office, I think late, early next week. They have a policy that they took out, life insurance policy they took out back in, I think it was 87, 88. And they got apparently got a letter from the insurance company saying that the policy is going to expire in about 5 to 7 more years, and it's supposed to be a permanent policy. So they're coming in and saying, what can we do with this? What are our options? What are our choices? And sometimes there's several different things you can do, and sometimes there isn't anything you can do. But come on in. That's why we have that free review, second opinion, in our downtown Brenham offices here, 105 East Main Street. Our office phone number, if you'd like to call up and schedule that free review, would be a good time to do it. 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Come on in. Also, some other things I want to mention to you. The podcasting, KWHI Now on has podcasts, meaning you, if you can't listen to the show or you want to listen to the show that we did last week, or you can go online and pull up the show and listen to it. It's kind of a neat little device there. So check that out, kwhi.com, and or you can go by our website at moneymakeoverteam.com, and you can send us an email or schedule a review. Either way, that'd be a good way to do that. Right now, it seems like we spend a lot of time talking about retirement because it is a major factor. You usually only retire once in your life. And so what are some things that you have to watch out for? What are some things that come up, unexpected problems, situations, some of the lies we tell ourselves? This came off of Market Watch, and it makes a lot of sense, because when you get ready to retire, you come up with the thought of, oh, I have time to catch up. I'll get to that soon. Right now, I got to take care of the job. I got to take care of the house. Got to take care of the kids. I got kids in high school, because it kind of comes in a family life cycle. In your 20s, your main concern is getting married and maybe getting a house, your first house. And so that takes up a lot of your time. You don't think about saving for retirement. In your 30s, you're thinking about, okay, I'm married, got a house, and now I got kids, and they take up a lot of time and money and effort. And then in your 40s, the family financial life cycle goes that, okay, the kids are in high school, and we're running back and forth from all their games, and we'd like to go on a vacation now or then. And then you get into your 50s, and you start thinking, hey, I better start looking at retirement. I better start putting some money away, because the kids are getting out of high school or they're going to college. Well, that kind of drains it, but I'll have time to catch up for that one in your 50s. And then in your 60s, you really start thinking, I better start getting ready for retirement. Well, you passed up 30, 40 years there where just a little bit would make a huge difference, putting $50 away or $100 a month away. You can do that, but you need to get started early, because it gets a lot harder to catch up. You have to almost restructure your spending habits. You spend less, and that's what most people really don't want to have to do at that stage of their life, because they've been spending all their time and effort and money on the kids and the house and everything else, and now it's a little bit of time for them, but you don't have the money to do that. Another retirement lie that we tell ourselves is, planning to die broke. In other words, the day I die, I won't have any money left. Well, that'd be great, and there's nothing wrong with that, as long as you got the timing correctly. And then also, how much is it going to cost you to live in your retirement days? That's just not a real good item, because if you do run out of money before you die, who's going to take care of you then? Now you become a real burden on the family. Someone's got to pay your rent, food, medical expenses, get you from here to there. So no one's required to pass along an inheritance, but you really don't want to leave your loved ones or your kids with your financial woes. So planning to die broke, that's not really a good retirement plan. Another phrase that we people tell themselves about retirement is, no one in our family has ever needed long-term care. When the time comes, we don't linger. We just die off. Well, that may be so, but chances are it doesn't happen, because I'm almost sure everybody that's hearing my voice knows someone or has a aunt, uncle, mom, dad that has diminished capacity. Could be physically, could be mentally. Alzheimer's kicks in, dementia kicks in, just arthritis kicks in. It gets tough getting old. But it's not a real financial strategy, because someone has to take care of you, and where's the money going to come from? And that's the purpose for long-term care insurance or an annuity or life insurance policy that has that long-term care rider in it. what that does is provides the income to pay for those expenses that you didn't plan on spending. Because in retirement, you have a household you plan on spending for taxes, utilities, food, travel, clothing, entertainment. But now if somebody needs some long-term care or assistance, doesn't have to be going into a home, but that was an expense that wasn't part of your retirement plan. So that's a major event that can really devastate your retirement savings, your retirement plan. And there's some ways to go about doing that. A long-term care insurance policy is one. There's getting to be fewer and fewer companies. There's only, I believe, two or three or maybe four companies that write that policy anymore. But they, Congress back in 2006 in the Pension Protection Act, which was kind of unusual to put that in there, put in a clause that says that if you have a life insurance policy or an annuity that has a paragraph in there that says you can use those funds for qualified long-term care expenses, then those funds can come out income tax free on that annuity or the face amount of that life insurance policy. And that kicked in January 1st, I think, 2010. So that's a good way to possibly cover your long-term care expenses if you're under the assumption that my family never needs long-term care. When our time comes, we just die off. Well, if you're still healthy now, you could maybe get one of those life insurance policies that uses the face amount for long-term care benefit. But if you don't need long-term care, then it comes out as a life insurance benefit, income tax-free to the family. Or there's even policies that if you don't, you buy the policy, don't need long-term care, and you decide I don't need the life insurance anymore, you can turn it back in and get your money back. So someone's going to get the money somewhere along the way. So that's a good alternative to long-term care insurance. Now, long-term care insurance is kind of like your car insurance. You're going to pay the premiums. Hopefully you never have to use it. But if you do, it's there to pay the price. And there's quite a few variables in a long-term care insurance policy. The first variable is how much a day do you want? $50 a day, $75 a day, $200 a day. You can vary that, and that affects the premium, is how much coverage do you want. Another variable is how long can you go before you need the policy to kick in and start paying for your long-term care or in-home care. The longer you can wait, the cheaper it is. 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 180 days. They even have some that have a one-year wait. Because long-term care insurance, that means that you need it, and it's kind of risk management there. So if you do have some assets and you can wait longer, premium comes down quite a bit. And then the third variable is once you are on benefits or coverage, how long do you want the policy to last? If they start paying benefits to you and or your family for your care, and you get past the deductible, 90 days, 180 days, and they start paying you so much a day, or they pay it monthly, but they figure it on a daily basis. How long do you want the money to last? 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, the rest of your life? The longer that pool of money lasts, the more it's going to cost you, because the insurance company's on the hook for that. So there's kind of a trade-off there, is how long can you wait, how much benefit do you want, and how long do you want the benefits to last when they begin. So you can kind of vary what your premium will be based on those factors of long-term care insurance. But you do have to answer some medical questions on that one. And there's some, I think there's five or six questions that if you answer yes on, it's an automatic decline. Don't even fill out the application. So that's long-term care insurance, a little bit different. Also, I get a kick out of that. The long-term care, when they're underwriting the policy, for a lot of these, they'll do a telephone interview because they want to make sure that you're of sound mind. And so they'll ask you some questions, and it's kind of like a spy movie or somewhat. They'll ask you a question one time, and then they'll continue on, and they'll ask you the same type of question later on, but in a different format. One of the things that when we got our long-term care insurance, they said at the beginning of the phone interview, they said, okay, we're going to name 10 things, and then later on, we're going to ask you what those 10 things are. And it could be like, you know, flowers, sky, towels, car. And they're just trying to see how mentally sharp you are. So there's some things on there in long-term care, but that's one thing that people, you have to plan in your retirement, because that can wipe you out very, very quickly. Or if it doesn't wipe you out, it will wipe out your surviving spouse, because your spouse will probably spend all the assets on taking care of you, and when you need help with long-term care or in-home care. Another retirement lie that we tell ourselves, that I don't want to invest in the stock market. Investment companies just trying to scare us to keeping the money with them. Well, yes, the more you have, the more it's going to cost you within financial services companies. They're in it to make a profit. They're in it to make a living. And you pay for some services. But the good thing is you have some money. That's a good way to accumulate dollars. You got to go with the people that know how to use the funds and invest. And so financial services companies, they charge fees. The thing that you need to do is find out or know what are the fees and are they reasonable for what you're getting in return. Some fees can be high, some fees can be low, but what do you get for your value on those fees? And there's nothing wrong with that, because you pay a fee for a doctor service, dentist, plumber, electrician, all kinds of fees in there. But as long as you know what you're getting, then it's worth going after it and using the professionals to use their expertise to help you with your funds. Also, another lie that we tell ourselves, when the time comes, if I don't have enough, I'll just adjust. Well, why don't you adjust now so that you make sure you have some funds coming in? I was talking with a couple the other day, and they, talking with a daughter and a CPA and us planning for mom's care. Apparently, she's got some medical issues coming up, and she wanted to make sure that they had a check coming in every month to pay the basics, the utilities, the food, the insurances, you know, car insurance, homeowners insurance, things like that. And there's a way to do that. You can get an annuity, and that's what they're designed to do, is to pay an income stream guaranteed to cover the that payment. Now, that gives some peace of mind to mom. That ties up a lot of her dollars, but they wanted to make sure they had that money coming in and they could start planning on that now. So when the time comes, if you don't have enough, you need to adjust ahead of time and start saving for some of that. Because if you keep putting it off, it's going to sneak up on you. And then who's going to take care of you? And in this particular case, the daughter was thinking that, okay, if she can take mom's money and put it in this annuity to guarantee this income stream, the daughter is only going to have to come up with, I think it was either $500 or $1,000 a month out of her income stream to help take care of mom. Now, that's kind of a burden you really don't want to do on your for your kids, is to have that set up so that they have to take their income to cover you. So that's another good reason to come in for that free review to adjust your habits. We can look at what's going on in your life and some things that you may be able to do now or get started on to help for your retirement. So give our office a call here in downtown Brenham. It'd be a good time. Nice rainy week this week. So it'd be a good time to come on in, because you can't go out and do much outside anyway. Our office phone number in downtown Brenham is 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Come on in for that free review. Call Sharon or Brent or Doug Shoppy over at the office and set up that free review. Or if you'd like to meet in our Houston office. We have our Houston office on St. James and San Felipe. It's real easy to get to, just outside the Galleria. We have a lot of, I guess, parents meet with their adult children in there because the kids live in Houston and it's easier to get by. I've got some people that their grandkids live nearby, so they like to come in there and they make a day out of it and go visit the grandkids. So you can come on to that. Either place is fine. Also have a lot of people in the Houston area that like to come out here to Brenham, come out here and have lunch and meet with us and do their reviews. So right now we're coming up on a break. If you got a question or a comment or a topic you'd like me to discuss and you don't want your voice on the air, you probably should start dialing right now. It's 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Is your body ready for springtime? Or is it time to put the spring back in your body? Hi, this is Faith with Faith and Wellness Brenham. Join us in March for a free seminar, Detoxing to Burn Fat, with Brenda Schwartz of Body Dynamics. Did you know that detoxing speeds up your fat burning capacity? Your body hoards fat to protect organs from heavy metals, pesticides, and chemicals lodged in your tissues. When we assist our organs of elimination with cleanse formulas, we get rid of built-up toxins. And when fat no longer has a job to do, it disappears much more easily. Brenda will cover topics such as how to clear your skin from wrinkles, breakouts, scars, and dark spots. Join us for this inspiring event on Saturday, March 28th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Body Dynamics will be giving sample bags, door prizes, and 20% off products during this event. Ensure your place by RSVPing at 979-836-1243. Faith and Wellness, 1011 West Main Street in Brenham, your local health food store.
Cruzy Village, Brenham's only full-service retirement community, offering independent living cottages and apartments with lush landscapes and secluded courtyards. Assisted living at LaRoche Manor for help with daily activities and nursing care at the Cruzy Healthcare Center, specializing in rehabilitation and private pay. Call today at 979-830-1996 for more information or to schedule a tour. Cruzy Village is truly a complete retirement community that can assist you in whatever stage of life you're in. Call 979-830-1996. Cruzy Village is a strong supporter of the youth and Brenham sports teams.
MIC Group, a master manufacturer with its two locations in Brenham, is a tier one supplier providing precision machining, electromechanical assemblies, and complete turnkey solutions to its customers worldwide. With global headquarters in Brenham and with international locations, MIC Group continues to be a leader in the manufacturing field. MIC Group is a proud supporter of Brenham High School athletics and supports local students' efforts to excel in all areas, whether in academics, sports, music, or drama. Along with their team members, MIC Group says, "Go team!"
Howdy, I'm Larry with Intech Pest Management. We are so fortunate to live in the Brazos and Colorado Valley areas. However, we have pests that invade our homes and businesses. Intech has been providing quality pest management services for over 17 years. We hope that our clients think of us as a member of their family. To secure your home from an existing problem or to keep problems from occurring, please call Intech Pest Management at 830-0909 or 846-0611 or look us up online. At Intech Pest Management, we want to be your pest control company.
This week is National Girl Scout Week. In conjunction with National Girl Scout Week, KWHI is broadcasting local Girl Scouts talking about their past activities and future plans. Tune into KWHI 1280 every day through Friday at 7:48 a.m. and again at 5:15 p.m. and find out what all the Girl Scouts in this area are doing for themselves, their families, and their community. This week, the Girl Scout programs are right here on KWHI and sponsored by Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, DDM Pipe and Steel, Central Vision Quest, and Citizens State Bank.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. Thanks for joining us today, especially if you're a first-time listener. We're here for you on Mondays and Wednesdays right after the Country Store from around 9 to 10 a.m. to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner. Going solo today, along with Craig Montana. I guess not solo. He's standing here. We visit during the breaks, running the studio for us. Give us a call. Love to chat about what you want to chat about at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. Right now, the Dow Jones is up almost 80 points. The S&P 500 is up 4, and the NASDAQ is up 6. Compared to last Friday, where it was down 250-some points. It's called a roller coaster ride. It's also called volatility in the marketplace. And that's one thing that people haven't been used to for a while. I had one of the money managers speaking with him the other day, and he mentioned that. Or I guess several of them have mentioned that, where this volatility, and you've noticed, if any of you that have been watching the market have seen this since the first of the year, where it's up 100, 200 points, and like on Friday, down 200 points. Today, it's up 80 points, and it just moves around quite a bit. Apparently, that's the norm. We just haven't seen that for several years now. It hasn't been quite that volatile. But what the economists and the money managers that we have spoken to all agree that that's going to be it's a revert back to the norm, that it's going to be volatile like this. But they do see in the next 12 to 18 months that there should be a positive return. It's just that it's going to be a real bumpy ride along the way. So that's one of these things where get your strategy together now. And then don't look at your statements every day, or don't look at your account every day or every week, because it will scare you. Ideally, because the bottom line is, at the end of the time, or when the time comes that you want to spend your money, you have a whole lot more than you started with. So that's where you get your financial plan together, you get your roadmap together, so that you can start taking plans and adjustments to get to where you'd like to go. But you got to get started now, and that's where we can help you with that free review. You can call our office here in downtown Brenham, 105 East Main Street, right across the street from the courthouse, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Had some read an article, and they came up with some good questions on retirement. We were talking about retirement lies that we tell ourselves on the first part of the show, but these three questions, just some life planning here, financial life planning. Question number one, imagine you have enough money to satisfy all of your needs now and in the future. What would you change in your life? And if so, how would you change it? So it's the winning the lottery question, trying to get to the point of what's most important to you now. What do you want to do? What do you want your life to do or to be like? Imagine you have enough money to satisfy all your needs now and in the future. Not super wealthy or anything, just you'll take care of all your needs. What would you change in your life? And if so, how would you change it? Second question to help you zero in on your retirement planning. Assume that you're in your current financial situation, and your doctor tells you only have 5 to 10 years to live, but you'll feel fine right up to the end. What would you change in your life, and if so, how would you change it? So you got 5 to 10 years, and you're going to be in good health, but you know in the next 5 years, that's all you got this time on this earth. What would you do? By zeroing in or narrowing your focus to 10 years or less, it helps you zero in on what's most important to you and to get more of a mission or sense of your mission. It might be orientation to more family time, to traveling, to do something creative, write their autobiography. They want to be kinder. That's just what do you want to do if you only have 10 years left? Third question, your doctor tells you you have just one day to live. You look back at your life, what did you miss out on? Who did you not get to be, and what did you fail to do? So those are some questions to help you zero in on retirement planning. I think that's one of the questions that we ask people if they're talking about getting ready to retire. And we suggest that if you're thinking about it in the next 2 to 5 years, that's when you really start. You need to start planning on your retirement 2 to 5 years before you think you're going to retire. Where's your money going to come from? And the other question is, what are you going to do when you wake up in the morning? Once you get past the first 2 or 3 months when you got all the honey-do lists and the things that you want to fix up around the house and so on. But what do you want to do each day when you get up? What's your life going to be like? If you can't answer that, then you're not ready to retire yet. Because you need to have a purpose. You need to have something to do. I have one client that he retired. I think he was 66 at the time. And loved to play golf. He retired at 66, but he didn't know what he was going to do. And it's been about 3-4 years now. He probably put on 50 pounds. His knees are bad. His back is bad. He doesn't play golf anymore. I guess he didn't know what he was going to do. I don't think he still knows what he's going to do. His wife kind of tries to kick him out of the house, but they're doing okay. So before you retire, that's a question you have to ask. What are you going to do when you get up in the morning? Now, if you want to spend a lot of time on a computer, there's several things you need to watch out for, because it seems like everybody's trying to steal your information. Also, some things that tips that you got to keep your, I guess, crooks from stealing from you on the internet is, watch your emails. They call it phishing, looking for people send emails out, and they have an awful lot of personal information on there. It could be passwords, could be your medical information that you're sending to your brother, sister, mom, dad. You got to be careful on that one, because a lot of cyber hackers get that information and look to try and steal your information. So watch what you put in your emails, because the other thing is, an email doesn't ever go away. I think there's a Hillary right now is having some problems with that on the emails that didn't go away. And the same thing with the IRS commissioner, that she said that all her emails were destroyed. And all of a sudden now, I think 20 or 30,000 of them popped up again. So whatever you put in an email, consider it that someone else is going to read it, and it's not going to go away. Another thing to remember on hackers, they have programs that have all the time in the world. They systematically test millions of possible passwords. They never go to sleep, and they never wake up in the morning, and the program is just going on and testing one password combination after another. So instead of a password, maybe try a phrase. It could be two words with a period in the middle, special characters, uppercase, lowercase. Mary had a little lamb could become M-H at L-I, for example, so that you can remember Mary had a little lamb, but yet you use the letters and symbol, and that's a difficult one to crack. The random passwords work best, and unique passphrases for financial accounts. Also, need to watch out by your baby monitor. That's a new one. I haven't had little kids for a long time, so I'm not familiar with baby monitors or a smart TV. Smart devices, like even your smartphone, is essentially a computer. And a lot of times it's particularly not secure, especially the baby monitors. I remember there was a thing in the news a while back. The hijackers were able to hack in to, like, I don't know, 10 or 15, 20,000 baby monitors, and were able to watch online on that one. So be careful on that one. Now, also on your TV cameras or your, if you have those on the house, security cameras, that watch that those can be hacked. Also your wireless router. It needs to be password protected. You just don't buy one of those from the store and bring it home and plug it in, because The passwords are generic for all of those if unless you change them. Another thing to watch out for is the public Wi-Fi networks. A lot of places offer that. You know, you can come in and for free get onto the network of the restaurant or the hotel or whatever. The hotels usually give you a password to get on that, but a lot of places, I know, I think Panera Bread has Wi-Fi that you can just go in and use it, but everybody else then can also see what's going on. So you got to be careful there because it's on a network, and that makes your computer on that network also. Another tool that you got to be careful of, especially if you got kids, is videos on Facebook. It may come, it says a friend just sends you an email, says, "You unbelievable animal found in Africa," or "This, you got to see this one." And when you click on it, it'll ask you to download a media player or take a survey. And what that does is, more often than not, it's a computer putting a malware or a program onto your computer so that they can hack into it. So be careful of that one. If you don't know who's sending that, and don't download those media players or extra unless you know for sure that it's a valid one. So you can also type the video title into Google and see if it's on YouTube. And if it's a scam, somebody probably already reported it. Got several more things you need to watch out for on cybersecurity. Has not a whole lot to do with finances, but yes, it can, because if somebody hacks into your passwords and your computer, can they get into your bank account? We're coming up on a break right now. If you got a comment or concern and don't want your voice on the air, you probably should start dialing right now at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of a bay.
I remember our old country home, clean fresh air and flowers growing in the fields along the path beside our swimming hole. Mama hollering through the screen, "Would you kids like some homemade ice cream?" That was such a simpler time and place. Bluebell tastes just like the good old days.
The sweet, pure flavor of hand-cranked homemade vanilla ice cream. Don't it just melt in your mind? Bring back the taste of the good old days every time you go to the store with Bluebell homemade vanilla ice cream.
Bluebell tastes just like the good old days.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and all Dollar General stores.
For hearing services, trust Paget Hearing Center for the latest in hearing aid technology. Call Paget Hearing to find out about the new technology breakthrough of Halo Hearing Aid. Paget is taking appointments to demonstrate how the new Halo Hearing Aids connect directly to your iPhone or iPad and delivers the most personalized hearing experience ever. It's designed to stream calls from your iPhone to your hearing aid, delivering pristine sound and clarity to help you hear comfortably. It's at Paget Hearing Center, 103 West Alamo in Brenham. Call 830 0865 today.
One of the two things vehicle owners fear most is transmission trouble. Bring your truck or car to Jayco Transmission in Brenham for everything from checking the fluid levels to changing the fluid, from repairing your transmission to installing a newer rebuilt one. If you think there's something wrong, Jayco will test drive your vehicle to see how it's behaving, run a diagnostic to pinpoint the problem, and then repair or replace your transmission. So trust Jayco Transmissions for your transmission repairs. 1104 South Austin. Open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5.
Hi, this is Kate with Woodson Lumber. Whether you're involved in new construction or a home renovation, build it right with quality tools from Woodson Lumber. We have a terrific selection of tools from leading manufacturers such as Milwaukee, Hitachi, Grip-Rite, Makita, and Stanley Bostitch. Our knowledgeable professionals will be happy to recommend the ideal product for your next project. because for more than 100 years, your dream starts here at Woodson Lumber in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
For over 100 years, your dreams start here.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
There we go. Puts a smile on your face on this rainy day. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. We're here to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. My name's Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Craig Montana, right in the studio. Give us a call, toll free at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. Or if you can't listen to the show, or you want to listen to the first part of the show, or you want to listen to last Wednesday's show or last Monday's show, go by kwhi.com and look on their podcasts. They list the date and a couple topics of the show, so you can listen in on whichever topics you like. I've been waiting for a long time to get that. It's a good feature that KWHI has added, the podcast, and we'll get them on our website. We're in the process of revamping our website at moneymakeoverteam.com. That's moneymakeoverteam.com. We're rebuilding that one, but it's right now it's still active. You go online there and send us an email, check out the newsletters, or go to the Learning tab, and that's where the newsletters and articles are. Or you can go to the calculations and use those calculators for all kinds of things. What will a mortgage cost? What a car loan cost? RMDs, required minimum distributions, just all types of things on there. I've been talking about the this morning on some things that you need to be careful of on how cyber crooks are trying to steal your information online. Talked about several things. Also, you got to be careful. One, we talked about when people send you like YouTube things, and you got to see this. If you don't know the people or don't know them very well, or it doesn't seem familiar, or it doesn't seem reasonable that that person would send you that type of thing. It's like your grandma's probably not going to send you a YouTube about, you know, surfing. That's probably not going to happen. So, it could, but I doubt it very strongly. So I wouldn't open that one because that's how they can get into your computer there. Also, some of the crooks now take advantage of your typos. A lot of fake sites are slightly altered URLs, or there could be like, you know, we can't see this, but like Microsoft.com, but it's spelled Microsoft. The soft has just got an extra letter in there, so it looks like Microsoft.com if you just look glance at it quickly. Or another one's like Chase.com, but you leave the A out or the S out. It looks like Chase.com. So when you click on it, it takes you to some different place, and it's designed to steal your information, like put in your password, your account information, whatever it happens to be. So be careful on that, on the URLs. And the way you can check on that one is just hold your cursor over the top of it and see what pops up, and you can look at it to make sure. Another one that the crooks deal is, it has to do with passwords. If you have real easy passwords, or an easy site is what it's called, they could break into, like, if you like to do bike riding and you're on a bike blog or email address and so on, a lot of people use the same password for a lot of different places, and so they'll look at generic websites that have an easy password, and they'll use that same password, and they'll try a lot of other different websites using that password to get your information. Now, another one that came into play here is your Bluetooth headset. I use one of those because I spend some time in the car, and so I put a Bluetooth in my ear, and I can have hands-free talking when I drive. But you got to make sure you shut that off, because hackers can also hook up to your Bluetooth while you're turned on and get into your phone and manipulate it, steal your data, your contact list, all of those different items there on your phone, because those smartphones, you remember, are pretty much like a computer. I got emails in there. I got bank statements, banking websites, all kinds of things on there. The way to stop that is, when you're not using your Bluetooth, turn it off. It doesn't take long to turn it back on. Another thing that we run into quite a bit on your router, your Wi-Fi router, you got to use a WPA encryption. The WEP that it comes with is easily hacked and cracked. So you need to get a WPA2. It's Wi-Fi Protected Access 2. I mean, it's there. You just have to program it. If you're not sure, there's several computer companies in town that will do it for you. It only take a couple seconds, but it keeps your neighbors or people passing by from hacking into your wireless network. Okay, what's some other thing? Oh, we got a whole bunch of things here yet. One thing to watch: cyber thieves test drive a stolen credit card. They'll run a small charge, usually under $10, to see if anybody notices it. So if your card's been compromised, check your transactions regularly. If you spot a charge you don't understand or recognize, call it in. The card issuers are pretty good about that. They all have 800 numbers that you can go in and say, hey, I don't recognize this charge. Let's put a watch on it. And then also, the thing that kind of scares me a little bit is people that hack the ATMs. They crooks put skimmers on the top. So be careful of that one, where the keypad captures your PIN number, because if they have that, they can get you. You can get wiped out pretty darn quick there. So also, one way to test that is, before you put your card in the ATM, give a little tug on the keypad. Make sure that that's not something that's been added to the machine on the top, because it could be a small cellophane or clear pad almost. Just check on that one. Those are just a few items to be careful of. It seems so strange in this world that you got to watch out everything that you do. But you need to protect your finances and your financial life and your identity. Those are some tips. We're going to wrap up today's show. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back here on Wednesday from 9 to 10 o'clock, right after the Country Store. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner. Thanks for joining us. See you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
You've been listening to the Money Makeover Show on KWHI Brenham.